Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is an email from P.
Says, hey guys, thanks so much for your help over the course of the last year. If it wasn't for the demon, I wouldn't be in the tough position that I find myself in now. There's scare quotes around tough.
Yep.
Basically, I applied to four schools in October with two LSAT scores from the beginning of 2021. My high was a 158, and my GPA is a 3.63, which put me at the 50th percentile or higher for the schools that I applied to. That said, I was also signed up for the November LSAT and was confident from practice sections and tests that I could pull up my score and lock myself in at one of these schools. The good news is that I found out today I scored a 173, praise the demon.
Holy smokes, totally different score.
That's 15 points higher than the score that P applied with.
His highest, yeah, score.
Yeah. The bad news is that I don't know what to do. It's obviously late in the application cycle. Do you think I have lost the opportunity to capitalize on this score for the fall 2022 cycle? Is it worth busting out some apps for some T14 schools now that they might be in my range? Once again, super grateful for what you do, P.
Yeah, bust them out, but bust them out next cycle.
Yeah, and be careful with them. I hate this, like, bust it out. Like, you're just going to send in a casual shitty application to fucking Stanford. They're not going to like that. That's not going to be a good application to Stanford.
Yep.
They'll be able to tell that you busted it out. I would strongly encourage you, P, to withdraw all of your applications and reapply at the beginning of the next cycle.
Yeah, pull off the Band-Aid. That you can't leave in your applications and hope for some good news and, I don't know, just end it. End it. Cold turkey. I'm out of here. And then reapply next cycle to a lot more schools. You only applied to four schools? That's not good enough.
No, it's not enough. You're a totally different candidate today than you were before you got that 173.
Astronomically different. This is this is two different people. Hello, right. Joe. Hello, now, Peter.
Yeah, it's a. I mean, it's just not the same application. That one number, that is, it's a different enough number that it changes everything. And you're right that some T14 schools are now in your range. You didn't even try to apply to those in the last cycle. You're a totally different candidate now. The schools you've already applied to, you have no business going there. I mean, maybe if you get a full ride plus stipend.
And yeah, that's but even actually, then it's so low, right? Like
I'm kind of afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that they're going to see that new higher score and they're going to give you a full ride and you're going to take it. And you're going to end up going to some regional school when you could have gone to like a actual prestigious school. Not that there's anything wrong with the regional schools. It's just that, you know, they're not actually schools with national reputations. And your 173 is going to open some of those doors. And I would start over.
You know, those movies where like the prince or the princess is like, in disguise and they're like meandering among the people and they create a relationship with somebody. And then some point in the movie you figure out, oh, it's actually the prince. And everybody's like stunned and shocked.
Yep.
That's what these schools are doing with you. They're like, whoa, we just got the best applicant on the planet and you really shouldn't be there.
Those schools should already have offered you a scholarship by now. At this point in the cycle. And yeah, you should, it's easy. It'll take you 15 minutes and it'll feel so good when it's done. You go in, you withdraw all your applications.
You burn the boats and you turn your focus.
Yep.
To the and next then, year.
Yep. And then you just start getting everything lined up for an early application next cycle, including figure out what T14s you think, you know, might be good targets for you. I still don't think that those numbers are quite Harvard, Stanford, Yale.
Not with that GPA, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah, could be worth if, you know, one of them is your dream school. If you're a West Coast guy and you want to apply to Stanford, that makes sense. Just, you know, who knows? I wouldn't leave those applications in because I'm worried that you're going to just end up with some okay offer at some okay school, and you really don't need, that's not the league you're playing in anymore.
Well, no, the problem is, right, an awesome offer from an okay school.
Or that, yeah, right.
And then you're like, oh, cool, I'm going there. And
the
like,
best offer maybe. That some shitty school has to offer. And it's like, but you could have done better than that. And you don't really know how well you could have done because you didn't apply with that. You just didn't apply early enough with the killer LSAT score.
Yep.
We're kind of broken records, Ben, but... You know, we just believe from experience that there's a strong incentive to apply early and with your best LSAT. And we've also been doing this long enough to know how quickly September 1st rolls around.
Yeah.
And we also know how quickly graduation rolls around. You know, you get those emails, right? Or you see those LinkedIn updates from students that you remember who are now like 2 years out of law school.
At some amazing law firm or
whatever. And you're just like, holy shit, what? You graduated already? It's like the time flies. I don't think it really flies for people who are doing the work of law school. But the point is, like, next application cycle is going to be here just in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And so there's really no good reason to not just withdraw all those apps and try again at the beginning of the next cycle.
Yep.
Congratulations on the 173 and the huge improvement. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks for writing in. If you have questions, email daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.